ESPN Wrestling Network. Welcome to the second episode of YouTube Roulette. I am one of the co-hosts, Scott Shiflett. Joining me, as always, is Jake Williams. Jake, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Scott. I'm seeing if anything's going to top the wonderful cavalcade of matches we watched last time. I'm interested to see what you have on the slate for us, since these are your fabulous picks.
I let the YouTube Jesus take the wheel, so that's where we're at. And the laughter in my background is another co-host, Logan Crossland, the Prince of Inappropriate. Logan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing what you have for us, for sure. I can only imagine it's as much craziness as it was last time.
Yeah, it's basically just how my brain works, just going all over the place. And rounding off this fearsome foursome, Mr. Sean Kidd. Sean, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Scott. I absolutely enjoyed the last weekend. I enjoyed the misery, even though we went full four duds on Cowboy Bob Orton versus Tito Santana. I totally love talking shit about it. And I love the premise of this pod, and it's with fun guys. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you have in store for us tonight.
Yes. And as you spoke about how we probably watched the worst match ever outside of a Billy Graham versus Bruno Sammartino match that I was forced to endure. But do you mind going over the list of matches we've seen so far?
No, I take a lot of pride in making people watch the worst matches they've ever seen in their life. It seems like I got a trend of that here lately. But so last time we watched CM Punk in that three-way with Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. Average on that was 3.93 out of 4 stars. So that's clearly our leader so far. The glow match with Nanachka and the Ivory, or Tita Ferrari, but soon to be Ivory, we win a whopping 0.62 average on that match. the Rockers versus Bad Company, we had an average of 2.81. And then the highlight of the entire podcast, that 42-minute epic, Cowboy Bob Orton versus Tito Santana, 4 big fat duds. So that's definitely that's going to be a hard one to beat at this point, I think.
Yeah, because not only was that worst match ever, but they were doing that bullshit round system, which I don't know about you guys, was like literally sucked the life out of me. It felt like I was doing like 12 rounds as well.
Yeah, it was pretty sad, pretty brutal. And except for Cowboy Bob Orton and some of the really bad spots he did, which made it entertaining.
I don't know. That's probably where he got hepatitis, so he deserves it.
Sure. Yeah, I was just saying that scoring system was bullshit. Whoever was keeping up with that, but you know,
well, you never know when my turn comes around, we might get another fabulous American Wrestling Federation match. So stay tuned.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky?
So the first match that we have tonight is the Steiner Brothers versus Dudley. And Vampire Warrior from ECW, early ECW. I believe it's around the 1995 area. We will have links for all these in the show notes, but you guys ready to start this match?
Mm-hmm. If we can, is someone like one of the things I liked on the last show is Jake was just reading random like comments from fans. So Jake, if you want to do that again, because that was very entertaining to me.
Oh, gladly.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun.
I have this pulled up already before we started, and it has 105 comments, so there's bound to be some gems.
Jesus Christ.
There's bound to be some gems in here. Yeah, this has got some views. This has like 68,000 views. So
Jesus Christ.
Popular match here.
So hey, the Vampire Warrior, that's Gangrel, right?
Yes.
Correct.
All right. And is there any rhyme or reason to why you picked this match, or did you just totally just randomly pick it?
So I originally wanted to like go through and see what YouTube recommended for me, but I decided to just type in like a wrestler and then go Steiner Brothers verse and then clicked on that and was like, let's just see what I could find. And this is what I found was...
I have never watched Steiner Brothers in ECW, so this will be a new one for me.
I had never seen a Dudley match. I didn't even know he existed.
I have never watched a Dudley match either. So, Jake, and have you guys watched Steiners and ECW and Dudley before?
No. I haven't watched a ton of ECW, honestly.
Okay.
I've seen the few Steiner brothers. They aren't very long, but I've seen some of the matches. They're pretty good. Dudley was hurt for a lot of the Dudley's run, so he never really wrestled that much. He was just kind of the big, you know, bruiser guy that would kind of rough up some people on the outside if they ever got thrown out or whatever.
All right. Well, we got 68,000 views, so let's do 68,004, I guess.
All right. I'm kicking it off.
All right. So count us down, Scott.
3, 2, 1.
Very grainy.
Yeah, this doesn't look like ECW. Like, what's, like, the multicolored ropes and everything? I mean, I'm not used to this, like, colorful ECW, I guess.
Me either. Oh, someone with a Junior Seau jersey in the front row. Well, you see the back of his jersey. Well,
and who the fuck is that?
He was a linebacker for the Chargers.
Yeah, you got to watch those sports references with me. I don't know who this guy is.
I know.
So why does Vampire Warrior... I like that it's all Grady. We can't really make any of these folks out.
Oh, we can make out this team from Michigan with their Michigan like sportsman jackets. I love them wearing these sportsman jackets. What did you guys think?
So this is an outdoor. I assume this is some kind of ballpark they're at.
Yeah,
pretty big crowd.
Yeah, a lot. Huge crowd.
You know, I'm starting to wonder if this is in Puerto Rico.
No, that's not Puerto Rico. ECW didn't go to Puerto Rico. And they're not trying to kill people. And they're not trying to kill people either. So it's not Puerto Rico.
Philadelphia.
It's like a softball park out in the middle of Philly. That's probably what it is. They're probably there after a softball game.
Sid's probably waiting to warm up.
Oh, so who's that? Is that Big Dick Dudley on the outside?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I do know Big Dick.
Don't we all?
Mm.
Very jaundiced color to this footage.
It's like very
yellow.
This match has bad liver because you can't see anything.
Oh my.
Very, very jaundiced bad liver. But it's very colorful jaundice.
Yeah. I like when they switch to the side because I can see a little bit more clearly of, you know, Scott and Rick with their, like, I love their, I guess it was leotards. I don't know the correct name for them, but I love those. And I love when America Alpha wore them. But
so when were Steiners in ECW? Like, what was the, is this before they went to the WWF?
No, this is after and before they came to WCW again.
So this is what? This is like 95, like that stopover before they went back in 96?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I have ECW and I'm getting the Steiner brothers at a ballpark, why the fuck am I booking them against Gangrel and a fucking Dudley no one's ever heard of? Can someone answer that for me?
Well,
Paul Heyman's a madman.
Well, we also have to see they may just like decimate them and crush them in the pulp. So you have to think about that too. Like that might be the goal here is just to have the Steiners like destroy these dudes. So maybe
so
that's why.
Is there any frame of reference? Like, does anybody know, like Logan, who any other competitors that the Steiners took on in ECW that you're aware of? That might have been a little bit better.
I'm pretty sure they have a cage match at some point. It's like them and Tommy Dreamer versus Terry Funk and the Public Enemy or something like that, or some kind of six-man in a cage, and it's pretty good. But that's really the one.
So now I'm gonna look it up because I have
to. Yeah, this actually took place July 28th, 1995. Then they went against Dudley Dudley again in Too Cold Scorpio. And then they teamed.
Scorpio would have been great.
Oh, well, then they teamed. I want to see this match at WrestlePalooza 95. I'm pretty sure Extreme Three-Way Dance talked about this with Eddie Guerrero. They teamed with Eddie versus Scorpio, Dean Malenko, and Cactus Jack.
Oh, there's some money right there. I'd love to see that one.
Yeah, Dudley Dudley looks like a Cactus Jack reject. Oh, my God. Scott just fucking
killed
him. He
really kind of does.
So, Steiner,
I would also like.
Oh, I bet you're about to say what I was thinking, Logan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, I was saying Scott is wearing a Gold's Gym shirt under his singlet.
Well, maybe he's like The Rock and he recently had titty surgery, so he's covering up his tits.
Based on what we'd see after this, I don't know.
Maybe he got implants.
Yes, well, isn't that what The Rock did? Didn't he have some kind of, oh, he had a breast reduction surgery, didn't he?
Yeah,
it's like, it was some like thing that apparently Samoans have where it's like he had this like fatty
buildup
that like, yeah, like no matter no matter how much he worked out, like he couldn't lose it.
Oh, it just, holy like, shit.
Is this destroying the Gangrel? This is awesome. Bitch tits.
First off, I can see why Gangrel wrestled in a shirt because he's like, you know, he looks like a big boy and he should not be in.
You know, I have Samoan tits too, but it's because I'm a fat ass.
Yeah, I'm the same way. same. But you don't see me wearing tight shirts like I'm fucking Gangrel or Vampire Warrior.
I try to wear loose shirts so they don't stick out, but then you wear the loose shirts and then your boobs still stick out, so it makes it stick out. It's like terrible. There's no winning when you have man tits. It's impossible.
Now, the comments, take this with a grain of salt.
Oh, here we go.
The comments seem to be claiming that this is in California.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. I don't know if they say this on commentary or something, but they say it's at the Orange County Fair.
Which that seems reasonable.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
So, any interesting
comments?
Weird
to think about ECW in the on the West Coast at this time. It's strange, but not too many. A lot of people just being like, "Fucking Steiner's dude, so awesome!" Like that's all the comments.
I mean, they are like, legit. Like, they're probably definitely in my top three favorite tag teams of all time. Just for the murdering people.
The kick out was just launched him.
Yeah. Like Dudley getting way too much offense here, by the way.
Yeah, I just want to see Dudley get his ass whooped.
Oh, shit. Oh, just man. Kicked the shit out of him in the head.
Yeah, Scott's right with the great value Cactus Jack look that Dudley's got going on. He definitely gives me that vibe.
Yeah, Vampire Warrior does not look like a Vampire Warrior. What's really vampire about this getup and outfit that he's in? Nothing.
The teeth.
Oh, well, you can't see the teeth.
That is true.
Exactly. I'm just kidding. He has vampire and warrior on each of his legs.
I want Scott. Just start throwing people around.
Oh, my God.
He's got the Eric Watts. He's got the Eric Watts tights on with the name going down the leg. That's Vampire Warrior. And Scott Steiner just freaking destroying him with clotheslines and shit.
He didn't have the horrible cape that Eric Watts had, though. Is this this? I don't know. I thought he was about to do the Frankensteiner.
Oh my God! They're just throwing they just these did guys that
double
around. Lift.
Yeah. They just did a double. Yeah.
Here, the Frankensteiner's coming up, though. I feel it.
Belly to belly. Yeah, called that one.
Yeah. Oh my God, he almost dropped him right on his head. Jesus.
That's what's great about the Steiners. Oh, is he going to do a dragon suit? Oh, fuck. Nope.
he did drop him on his head that time.
Yes, he did. Holy shit.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I didn't want to spoil it, but a lot of comments were putting that over. They're like, holy shit, dragon suplex.
Oh, Rick Steiner almost fell off the top rope on the Bulldog.
I think they just crippled him. One, two,
you know,
three,
dragon, a dragon suplex, man, very underrated, especially when it's done by a big fucking dude.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure if someone was like, yeah, I don't want that to happen, Scott's like, fuck you, we're going to do it. And it's like, okay.
So, yeah, I feel like, you know, I love seeing Steiners just toss bitches around and everything, but I feel like this is... If you're going to bring the Steiners in ECW, I feel like that's a waste for them almost. I don't know. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, they definitely could have been used better, in my opinion. Like, I really want to see that WrestlePalooza 95 match now, just to see what that's all about.
Yeah, I mean, you think you could have put them in there and get somebody else, but maybe it was a big show with a lot of stacked stuff, so maybe they just kind of wanted to throw a squash out there and see the Steiners murder somebody, and the fans would really
like that. Maybe there was a big Shane Douglas title match that night.
Luckily, Gangrel is the Vampire Warrior's a vampire, so he's like immortal, so he survived that move that would have killed any mortal man.
The wrestling version of Twilight.
For yeah, real. Gangrel. God. Yeah, Gangrel, very Edward Cullen-esque.
Yeah, I'll say Edward and Gangrel. That's his first name.
All right,
old Eddie Gangrel.
So let's do it. So that was a short, kind of good Steiner squash in a way. So that was like 8 minutes, so not too bad. So Scott, you want to go around and just ask everybody? I'll take down the ratings and everything.
Yeah, Sean, I'll lead off with you.
Don't start with me.
Okay, Jake, what would you give this rating?
You know what? I'll probably go like 2 on it, just because it's always fun to watch the Steiners destroy some people. So, wait a second. I've just found in the description. This is July at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Middleton, New York. So, apparently not the Orange County in California, like the people in the comments thought. Well, but anyway, 2 stars.
You gotta love wrestling fans. I was gonna say I don't see ECW going to Orange County.
California. Seems like it wasn't in the budget.
Yeah, you would think. The Steiners probably cost them everything to begin with. So,
for reals, Logan, where would you go on this?
I'll agree with Jake. 2 sounds pretty good. I always like watching the Steiners just beat the shit out of guys. So I'll go 2 on it as well.
All right. I'm going to go actually 2.25 just for that dragon suplex on Gangrel's head, which was great. And Sean, last but not least, where would you go, buddy?
I think I would also go to, I'm a sucker for a good Hoss dragon suplex, and Scott Steiner and Rick just beating the shit out of everybody. I think I would like to go higher, but if they had some more, like maybe opponents that I really gave a shit about, but yeah, I'm going to go 2. Yeah. Yep.
All right. And sorry, Jake, go ahead.
Real quick. I found a good comment, since this was a short one, before we move on, where somebody in the comments is, because I know we had a little bit of questions about the Dudley family lineage, and someone in the comments seems to lay it out. They said the original Dudleys were Big Dick Dudley, the manager, Lil Snot Dudley, Dudley Dudley. Lil Snot suffered his jet ski injury after wrestling just 2 matches at ECW. Sign Guy Dudley was the next Dudley to appear, then Dances with Dudley, followed by Bubba Dudley, and then Chubby Dudley. Devon Dudley and Spike Dudley were the last Dudleys to be introduced. Joel Gertner was nicknamed Studley Dudley. The Bushwhackers made 1 appearance as a member of the Dudley. So there you go. There's the.
Did you say Snot Dudley had a jet ski accident?
Yes. Apparently, Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna go the. Brutus, that's why I asked. The Brutus Beefcake Dudley. They got.
Jake also said that there was a Bubba Dudley and a Chubby Dudley. Is that not the same person?
You'd have to ask ECW and WWF.
Wait, where's Devon?
Oh, they said that. Devon and Spike were the last.
Okay, I missed that. I must have cut
out. They were the final.
Okay.
They were the final.
Interesting.
There's the Dudley lineage, according to ECW and WWF on YouTube. That account.
The Dudley's dad got around, whipping that dick out. Good for him.
All right. And that brings us to our second match. Damn it, Sean.
Mud Pie Dudley.
There's nothing funnier than making Scott uncomfortable, especially when he's hosting. I'm rather enjoying this, Scott. Sorry.
Jambalaya Dudley, Mud Pie Dudley, TB Dudley.
old Man Dudley. Jambalaya Dudley. You can go on and on. All right. We're getting out of control. So Scott, tell us about this next fucking match you're making me watch.
So the next match is Bret Hart versus Disco Inferno from WCW Thunder, February 25th, 1999. I literally found this just randomly. I think I typed in Disco Inferno versus, and it came up.
Were you trying to find a wrestler from Highway to the Impact Zone that we all hate just to fuck with us, or was that not on purpose?
I mean, it's an added bonus.
Oh, but, okay. All right.
I just found this, and I was just like, I never knew they had a match, And then when we see this, because I looked at it a little bit today, you see that this was when Disco was in the NWO, which I had completely forgotten about. I think he was an ancillary member. So, and this surprisingly only has 4,100 views. So not as many people watch this. This is probably how many people watch this episode of Thunder as well.
Disco Inferno.
Considering the account that's posted this is Disco Inferno. Which Disco, I'm sure is legitimately him. Definitely not just somebody who put that as their name.
Disco clearly isn't a draw with four, but we got the. But apparently, the Dudley is a draw, but Disco is not.
Yeah, it was Dudley, not the Steiners and that other man.
Yeah, it wasn't the Steiners. It was
or Vampire Warrior.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Whenever you guys ready?
Yeah.
Three, ready. Two, one.
Oh, Jesus Christ, 13 and a half minutes. What are we doing?
It's Disco Fever. Sing it, Logan.
Disco Fever. Yeah.
probably one of the all timers in the exit lane on the highway to the impact zone for me. I think he's like a running nonstop in that.
He's a disco dancing fool.
Good Lord, what was the pyro budget on Thunder in 1999?
Oh my God, for real?
I don't know. Is this like an entrance for Disco? Because Disco gets a lot of pyro. I assume he's coming out first before Bret Hart.
I think Bret should have to wait for the greatness that is Disco. What did Bret Hart ever do?
Oh my God, look at this fucking idiot. This fucking wolf pack and just going back. My son just walked by. What do you think about that idiot right there? He looks like a dumbass. Yes, correct. Correct. My 15-year-old making a cameo calling Disco a dumbass.
Got some moms in the crowd, probably hoping to get, you know, Bret Hart to bang him later. Which, if you read his book, you know he fucked anything with a pussy.
I mean, who's to say the women are there for Bret Hart? They're probably here for Disco. Big old schnoz. What a disgrace it is that this guy was ever in the NWO. Just pure disgrace.
I don't think he was ever an official member. He was just kind of like Scott Hall's lackey.
Yeah, he took over when, God, what was his name that died?
Spicoli.
Yeah, he took over for Spicoli when Spicoli died.
So do you think when Bret Hart was in the WWF and was the World Heavyweight Champion and decided to sign with WCW, he's like, man, I can't wait for 2 years from now where I get that main event on Thunder against the Disco Inferno. I bet he couldn't wait for that match.
I mean, Disco equals ratings.
He probably didn't care because he's getting paid like $3 million or whatever. So he's like, fuck it. You want me to face Disco? I'll do whatever. Just give him
well, he didn't care at the time. But then, you know, you find, I mean, he badmouths his whole entire run. But part of that's his own fault because he's just a miserable son of a bitch here the whole time.
Yeah, he is pretty miserable. He's, yeah.
But they did book him like shit.
Hey, Disco's pretty jacked here. Look at those lats. Look at those Disco lats.
So Disco gets all the pyro. Disco gets all the pyro, and now he gets to do a cut of promo, too? Like, what the fuck?
This is Thunder, man. They're just trying to kill time. Jeez. They didn't know what the fuck to do on Thunder.
What is this idiot even saying? You can't
get turn on the... I'll turn on the very accurate YouTube subtitles. Oh, actually, it says no captions are available for this video. The YouTube automated program will not caption Disco.
All right, so he was talking some mad shit, and then Bret Hart's like big old freaking boom, 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 like great value Bret Hart music comes on. And now
Bret Hart gets no pyro.
0.0 pyro for Bret Hart.
I'm not convinced that was Disco's pyro. I wonder if this is like...
The beginning of the show?
The beginning of the show, or if it is the main event, like they do pyro for the main event.
It is the main event, because I listened to it earlier. I didn't watch it, but they said your main event here on Thunder tonight. So I assume it's the main event.
There's no way in hell that's like... that can't be Disco's pyro. That would be absurd.
I was really hoping this would be like the opening match.
And that is a face of a guy who just gives no shits about what he's about to be in. He cares not at all.
My brother Owen's about to die in 3 months.
Jesus Christ. Is this before Owen? It's before Owen died, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he's still mad.
Don't watch Thunder if you have epilepsy, huh? So many like strobing lights.
I never noticed that until tonight.
Bret Hart was, in fact, making $2.6 million this year.
Yeah, did you pull out the old trusty the list like we did on Chicken Salad?
I sure did.
Nice.
Let's see what Inferno was making in
It was whatever it was. It was too fucking much.
$800,000 for Disco Inferno.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm guessing.
Oh. They don't call him ATM Eric for nothing.
Dude, people made bank in WCW. Like Virgil made like $250 a year, like or something.
1999, Disco Inferno made $229,000.
Oh, that seems low for Disco.
Yeah.
Because we did that whole thing on Chicken Salad on the one that's coming up, and there were some shocking ones on there about how some, like, Horace Hogan. I mean, there's just some ridiculous numbers on
yeah,
there.
Like,
well, Horace got it because anybody. His uncle is Hulk, so that's why he got a good, sweet deal.
Yeah. Jake, what you're about to say?
I was just saying, I feel like anybody who was like a regular in WCW made at least like six figures easily, yep. Like no matter how much of a scrub you were.
It's been 4 minutes so far since we started, and they 5 minutes, and they haven't even locked up yet. Disco keeps going outside.
You got the pyro, the promo, the introductions, and then Disco like wasted time on the outside. So it's not really a 13-minute match. There he goes. I cannot stand, like, why is these like stalling bullshit? I hate this so much. I hate Disco. Have I mentioned how much I hate Disco?
Is he the wrestler you hate the most? Who do you hate more, Disco or Booker T?
Disco.
Oh.
He just thinks Booker T sucks. I don't think he hates him.
Yeah, if you would have said you like Disco more than Booker T. Jesus.
Well, I do hate Booker T quite a bit, but...
You just don't like anyone who dances. Just anti-dancing.
No, man, because I met my wife doing dance lessons. So no, I don't hate dancing.
Was it the Disco Inferno?
No, it was ballroom dancing for her friend's wedding. That's where we met.
That's what it is. He was the teacher. And
I was about to say, why
on Sean's wife?
Well, Sean hates. Why were you taking solo dance lessons, Sean?
I wasn't. I was dancing with my wife.
I was just kidding. But you met her there. Why
to
were
meet,
you
to meet chicks, no, obviously.
No. The story is my best friend was marrying her best friend. She didn't have a dance partner because she wanted to learn how to dance for her best friend's wedding. So my wife, I thought was pretty hot. So I gimmicked myself and said, hey, I'll do it just to get it in. So I had a motive to it for sure. Yeah,
okay.
So first was the dance lessons. Then it was the Harry Potter. Then it was in the pants. And then the rest is history. It's all part of the strategy.
I feel like there's more in the middle there, but
no. Well, what exactly would be in the middle?
I don't know.
All right,
maybe some ice cream dates, a movie.
Hey, look at that beautiful Bret Hart DDT on Disco.
So Sean, were you like, did you have like a fandango kind of get up that you would wear?
What did we do at our wedding? We did a cha-cha at our wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, there is video of that will never, ever be released to anybody.
Damn it.
Nobody that I know with PTBN will ever see eyes on that video. So
I'll release it when I get it in the will.
What I might do is if we do one of these like group trips one day, I'll bring the video with me and show you that way, but I definitely won't send it to anybody. So a bunch of savages in this group.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about Highway to the Impact Zone. I looked up this actual episode of Thunder to see what the card was, and I'll lay it out for you guys since all we have going now is just Bret Hart beating the piss out of Disco. So we
he
have
really
is
kicking the shit out of him.
Yeah. He really is.
So we had Hawk. Hawk defeated Damien in an ODQ match.
Road Psychosis.
Road Warrior Hawk?
No, Hack.
Oh,
Hack.
Hack. Okay. I'm sorry.
Who the fuck is Hawk?
He was given the Ben
Locke. Road Warrior Hack.
No. That was Ben Locke calling Hack Hawk. That was Ben Locke Hawk.
It's a Sandman, I believe, is who.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. But anyway, in a no DQ match, then we had Psychosis defeating very brief TNA pushed Hector Garza. Do we have Ernest Miller defeating Stevie Ray? Oh my goodness. Stevie Ray in 99. That could not have been pretty. Raven and Kane defeated Villano and El Dandy. Or Villano number five. And
Jesus Christ.
Hoovy versus Blitzkrieg in the now our main event. Oh, and this is in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Triple A Mexican contingent on Thunder this week.
I bet Hoovy Blitzkrieg was pretty good.
Yeah, I bet it probably was. Well, that's now Disco. Good.
You think it was better than Hawk Road Warrior Hack versus? Road
Warrior. Wait, wait. Who did Hawk take? Who did he take on again?
Damien, aka Damien 666.
Oh my goodness, Jesus Christ!
Real big AAA.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of.
It was like a drunk person booking this Thunder. Like, what the hell's going on?
That's gonna be like Thunder because. Well, the thing about Thunder is just like. When they were told they had to do it, like they had no want to do it. It's like Turner made them do it. So they were just like always scrambling to figure out what to even do with Thunder. It's not like Bischoff and I were like, yeah, we want to do Thunder. The story was like they made him do it because Nitro had such good ratings. So like, hey, how about y'all just do like two more hours? And yeah. They're like, we don't know what to do.
Did you guys ever read the Nitro book? By Guy Evans?
No, I didn't.
That's actually really good. It goes into what Jake was saying a lot. But the only Thunder episode I watched was the very first one where Sting spoke for the first time, which I'm such a nerd, I could still remember what he said verbatim.
So this is after Super Brawl 99, right, Logan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Ric Flair is the world champion. I believe Ric Flair beat Hogan at Super Brawl, correct? In the cage. I think this is where they did like the double turn. Yeah. So I think Flair is actually the world champion in 99 at this point.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Brett is like dissecting him.
No, this like, Super Brawl 99 was when Hogan defeated Flair for the title. Uncensored's when Hogan won.
Oh, okay. Got it. So this I had a flip flop.
Yeah. This was when like David Flair turned on his dad because he was fucking Dwayne Wilson. Right. Okay, I would do the same thing. If Tori Wilson was seducing me, it was like, you got to, you know, use the taser on your dad. I'm sorry, Dad. Have you seen her?
You know what a disgrace this is? Disco Inferno's in this figure for, like, a long time, and he's not giving up because you got to put over Disco as a strong wrestler. This is terrible.
One of the comments, Sean, says, on the comments, someone put, Disco is just an abysmal wrestler, period. That's it.
That's it. You have seen a comment
for. At least he's consistent.
Look at this goofy shit. He's like punch him in the knee.
Hey, you know what? Let me just punch the knee pad. The knee pad. He punched the knee pad at first.
Hey, he pulled it down. Okay, but Brett's just completely no selling it.
So he's like, been in this figure four for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's been in this figure four as long as Vince Russo was, bro. That one time against Flair, which was ridiculous. I found another comment. It says Disco with his Harley Quinn pants. What a jabroni.
Yeah, I saw that too. His Twizzler pants.
Yes. Super Brawl was the previous Sunday, so.
Okay.
I hope Disco passes out in the hole like he's Austin at WrestleMania 13.
Double turn.
And then Brett just breaks it for no reason. He's just getting bored with him. He's like, come here, you stupid son of a bitch. Let me beat you up.
Hey, guys. Chaco Guerrero Jr. was on Super Bowl.
Yes, Chaco Guerrero. That's who we'll see next if this match ever fucking. This has been the longest 13 minutes I think of my life.
This is so bad. Like, you know, listen, it's kind of like Steiner's for me. I enjoy watching Brett dissect people, but Jesus Christ, this is way too long. And that figure four leg lock was like just savage. It was brutal just because it's so long. Nobody wants to see a long figure four in 1999.
Yeah, somehow like the crowd is now dead. Don't know if you got there.
Nobody's moving. They're just sitting in their seats, just staring into oblivion.
Super Brawl 9 had the Sean Kidd Memorial opener with Booker T defeating Disco Inferno.
You know what I love is that the other matches pop up before he even taps out to the figure four. So we get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
Really weird.
A 10 minute main event squash match, basically.
We get.
Yeah.
That was rough.
The two suggestions were Vampiro versus Disco Inferno, and then Disco Inferno making fun of a Conan music video.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. So that was abysmal. That was pretty bad. I'm gonna lead off here. I'm just gonna give it a star, just because of Brett. And you know, but that you know, I'm gonna give it half a star. It was fucking brutal. So I'm going half a star. Logan, where are you going with this, buddy?
I'll probably give it a full star. I enjoyed watching Brett kind of kick the shit out of Disco, so I'll give it the full star.
All right, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Star too, just for Brett picking him apart.
I just couldn't because, like, it was just long and plotting, and it was terrible. Sean, I'm saving the best for last again, buddy. Don't let me down.
Well, I you don't hear me talk about Bret Hart too much. I love Bret Hart. Probably one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. This is a big waste. I hate Disco, so it's really balanced here where one of my favorites against one that I wish would just rot in hell and die and just go away. So I guess I'm going to go one star for Bret because he beat the shit out of Disco. I'd probably go a little higher if it wasn't for that figure four spot just because Bret beat him up, but I'll go one star. I think that's fair for Bret.
All right, I brought us down on this. I'm sorry. I felt bad because
don't apologize because there ain't nobody watching this fucker ever again. So it's okay.
I felt good because like the first match, I was like, damn, this is rock and roll. And then we get through this one, I'm like, damn, like can this like I'm waiting for my own match that I picked to hurry up. It's terrible.
So Scott, you need to explain to me how we go from February 25th, 99 to February 25th, 83. Like, how did you manage to do that?
Our next match. It was pure luck, I was just, like, clicking around on random stuff. I hope I don't get in trouble for this with my work. I was kind of bored in a meeting, and I had said what I had to say, and the meeting moved on, so I was, like, just playing on my phone. And
I'm reporting you.
Yeah. It was a good run. And I, like, was just, like, looking up random matches, and this is how I came across Nick Bockwinkle versus Chaco Guerrero. It's actually Chavo, but I made a grammar mistake and threw everyone off. They're like, who the hell is Chaco Guerrero? And I was like, what the hell are these guys talking about? And it's just because I can't spell. I was fat. I probably fat-fingered it. I got to see where the C
is. I say Chavo, you say Chaco. It's okay. It's all good. I've said worse.
Hey, Chaco.
So this is...
I really like that old TV show, Chaco and the Man.
My favorite dessert is a Choco Taco.
You know,
this Choco Taco more... Junior or Senior?
Senior. Choco Taco. God damn it. Now I'm saying it. Choco Guerrero Junior is useless.
Yeah, the longest match of the night. We get a long Choco Taco tonight. Long Choco match.
This is going to click in at 18 minutes. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Three. Chalk and roll.
Two. One.
damn it. Why didn't I think of the chalk and roll? God damn it, Jake. Very nice. Wow. Look at this big time promo. Respect. We got the whole thing here. Say, Nick Bockwinkle. This is awesome.
Sean, I have to tell you, I let it play before we got to the match, but I have to tell you, I did get a Naked Chicken Chalupa ad before the video started.
Nice. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was literally like 5 seconds of just it rotating on like a plate. That was the ad, but yeah, delicious item.
How great is it that this Sean is a match wheelhouse, and you got a taco gimmick right before the match. That's well planned, I think.
Oh, they're listening.
Corporate synergy. Yeah,
everything you're saying.
You never know.
Everyone's listening. YouTube, Scott Dwork, everybody.
Yep. I might be trying to get some sponsorship here for YouTube Relay.
I can't wait to see your boss listen to this podcast, Scott.
So I was just going to send him like the thing where it's like, I got bored in a meeting.
So here's where I'm going to do the mad plug. So this is Houston 1983. And like right now on Crock and Roll, we're doing like before they were Crockett, we were watching wrestlers before like April 85, before they came to Crockett. And they've had a lot of like, and Scott, I think you were on a couple of those, Shiflet, where they have a lot of matches from Houston. And this is we've seen a lot of Bockwinkle matches. Like our latest episode, we saw Bockwinkle versus Rhodes in Houston. So yeah, Houston's a pretty good hotbed of wrestling. I mean, you'll see some matchups here that you wouldn't expect. Like, this is one right here, like Chavo versus Bockwinkle. And by the way, let's also say Bockwinkle's the AWA World Champion, and this match is non-title. The title's not on the line here.
I love how perfectly coiffed Bockwinkle's hair is at this point.
And I think Bockwinkle, like, here, he's either, like, 48 or 49 here. He's not young at all.
He's ready for a main event in WWE.
Yeah.
Sean with the history here. Freaking well, Sean Meltzer it is
my wheelhouse. I've watched a lot of Houston wrestling lately.
Isn't Bockwinkel like perpetually 50 years old?
He's like, well, Arn Anderson.
Yeah, he never ages. He's all, like, he's looked this way since he was in his 30s. He's never changed.
Sean, I'm sure you have seen this. This is my first Bockwinkel match. Logan, no,
I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched a lot of Nick Bockwinkel because I wasn't really big into AWA. Like, I will tell you, my biggest reference of AWA Bockwinkel was when, you know, Mr. Perfect beat him in 87 for the title. But I've watched more Bockwinkel matches in the last month because of Crock and Roll and some of the matches he has in Houston, like against Dusty Rhodes. We watched that one. You remember the one episode we watched, Scott, where they had that tag team match and they said Tito was about to face him for the title? So, yeah, I love Bockwinkel. One of the things I like about him, he's very Ric Flair-ish. I mean, nobody's Ric Flair, but a lot of similarities in their heel and their just their mannerisms. I do actually enjoy his wrestling quite a bit.
Well, I do remember when, I don't know if you guys remember when Jericho was wearing the suits in the late 2000s of WWE. He straight up says in his book that he ripped it from Bockwinkel and was like using the big words because that's what Bockwinkel would do to get heat. So that's like the, outside of that, like knowing what Jericho, like, you know, stole for his character and like seeing Bockwinkel in WCW in the 90s as the commissioner, that's the only things I really know of him.
Yeah, so I apologize for the long Meltzerisms. This is just like my wheelhouse, and I've been watching a lot
No, no, it's so good, because
I guess we can't shit on everything.
Chavo Guerrero Sr. already completely out-wrestling his future son and having way more charisma than his future son.
Yeah, Chavo is really big. Like, I think Houston and then Mid-South, he was really big. Like, for us, most of us remember him for being Choco Classic is what we remember.
It has the original Choco Taco ingredients. Yes. They repurpose it throughout the years. I'm getting some major William Regal vibes with Bockwinkel's tights and boots and all that.
Yeah, a little bit. The
Regal maroon.
So yeah, a lot of mat wrestling. Yeah, a lot of mat wrestling. Now he's trying to bridge into a pin here. So
good stuff. Do I like him locking the arm and going after him with the knee? Some good stuff.
Some of the stuff about Houston. And again, I know you guys always shit on me for like an older wrestling, and that's fine. But some of you do. I know a lot of you do. Logan likes to shit on all the old stuff, which is fine. But I like the mat wrestling when it's done right. Go ahead, Logan. Speak your mind. No, go, Logan. This is a free environment.
Sean,
you can go ahead and shit on the Nick Bockwinkel if you want. Go ahead. That's okay.
No, the little Bockwinkel I've seen some of the old AWA shows that were on the network. But I've liked his stuff. It's just some old stuff is boring. Like, I know it had its time. I know it has its style in some people's minds. But it's just sometimes it gets tedious.
Note any Jimmy Valiant match in the history of mankind. That would be one.
Also, that Backlund match that I had to watch for my
you can fuck off. That match was great.
Flair and Martel in Japan.
You can fuck off on that one, too.
Ow. Not a lot of people watching this one. This one only has like 1,300 views.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
1,600. Now, we do have a comment that someone put, wish these two went the full 60, # salivating.
God damn it, I thought I deleted that.
Sean's alias, Andrew Esposito. Choco really dissecting the arm here.
So here's what I will say about like these slow spots. Like in these older matches, it's a lot of limb work, to quote our friend Chad Campbell. But when the limb work's done right and it looks like it's in right and they're digging into it and they're like kind of varying how they do the limb work, then it's not as boring. It's when you get those like hour-long bear hugs, like shit like that. That's where it really gets, you know, for me. So that's, I think I don't mind the limb work as long as there's action into it. I hope that makes sense what I'm saying.
So like Flair and Martel, where they didn't do anything when they got the headlocks.
Flair and Martel did a lot.
Wrong. They did not.
Oh, that was nice. That was a cool little spot there.
Yeah,
the arm drag.
When he did that bridge earlier, that took an amazing amount of strength, too. That shows how strong he really is.
Well, and they sell it really well. I mean, these guys are like these two, Chavo, and he just freaking jammed that knee right into his face. Like, man. Just crammed it in there. Didn't even hesitate. So these guys, you know, are trying to make it look like, hey, we're actually wrestling. And I think that's why I'm enjoying this match quite a bit, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like Bockwinkles actually looks like he's trying to get out of it. He's actually struggling and selling it and stuff. He's not just laying in there.
Well, what about now? Are we sure now?
You're not gonna take it.
Okay, that was a little ridiculous, but
they did a spot like that earlier in the match too, where they did like the headbanging.
Chaka looks a little bit like Magnificent Morocco in the face. A little bit.
I believe that knee drop he dropped earlier is called the Chaco drop.
The Chaco drop. And Bockwinkle does. He does look kind of like a grandpa who just got out of bed to come wrestle tonight. Doesn't have the greatest physique in the world.
I mean, you really didn't need that great of a physique back then, to be honest. I mean, when Hogan took off around this time, that's when, you know. I mean,
Look at Dusty Rhodes. Look at Abdullah the Butcher. You know, you could go through a whole list of fat, out-of-shape wrestlers back in the day that still put on some pretty good wrestling matches.
Come on.
So now we got a leg lock on him.
Waist lock.
Yeah. what the fuck was that? Are you yawning?
Yes.
He's doing Tai Chi.
I really don't like you, Shiflet. I don't. I just don't. Look at that little rocking back and forth.
Oh my goodness. What on earth?
That was a big high spot for 83. Ooh, now he's humping him a little bit.
He's dry humping him.
Oh, look at that shit.
Okay, that was actually pretty nice. Right,
that was pretty good. Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
There you go. X Division.
This is Houston X Division in 83. Yeah, look at that. Wow.
I like that. Wow.
Yeah, that was a nice little hot sequence there. That was really good.
Steamboat-esque arm drag.
Hey, you can't say that. Sean hates him.
Probably hates you too, each set. So.
Yeah, I was kind of getting some Steamboat vibes with that hair.
I get it with the arm drags, to be honest.
I do not hate Ricky Steamboat. I have issues with the one match, but I do not hate Steamboat.
Oh, I thought you hated the 89 matches too.
No, I don't hate them. I think they're overrated. It's not like I hate Steamboat. I just think like some people put matches on a pedestal just like I do and I get shit on about it. I think there's matches that are on a pedestal that don't deserve the pedestal they're on because they don't hold up over time.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but it could be the lighting, but Bockwinkle has like a weird, like Krusty the Clown thing going on where his face seems much paler than the rest of his body. Like he looks like he has like cadaver makeup on or something. Like his face is like so white and like clammy compared to the rest of his body. I don't know if it's the lighting or what, but I've been noticing this whole match.
All the Houston matches you'll watch will have this lighting. Yeah, this is the lighting in the Sam Houston Coliseum. You'll see this in every Houston match you watch.
They ran out of spray tan when they got to his face. So.
Okay, like right here, this is like a rest hold. They're like taking a nap after that.
He's whispering sweet nothings into his ear.
Like he's doing nothing right here, really. This is like them taking a rest after that crazy sequence.
He's like, Chaco, give me your taco.
Ooh.
Damn it. Oh!
Man, they get like a few, like, they get arrested and they get like a few, like, hot, like, sequences. Like,
yeah,
these are really good.
Flurries.
Yeah, some good flurries.
That was a nice kick to the chin.
He's got some good arm drags, man. Really good. I'm surprised Bockwinkle could go at this age. You know, I'm probably the same age Bockwinkle is in this match, to be honest with you. And I have a hard time getting out of bed. So,
you wouldn't go the whole 60? Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying 60 seconds? Or
no, that's hashtag salivating.
Sean,
Sean's will to live is gone in 60 seconds.
You know, it's a process. Like the older you get, like, it's hard for me. Like, I used to get out of bed at like 5:30 every morning. I wake up at 5 now, and I'm lucky if I'm out of bed by 6 because I'm still trying to get up.
Jesus. Bockwinkle was 49 at this point.
I told you, so he's a year older than I am in this match. But you got to be impressed. He's got
1934.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be impressed, though. He can still go at this age, which not many people could.
No.
And think about this. He's wrestling. He's still AWA World Champion in 87 when he takes on Kurt Hennig. That's crazy.
That's because Vern didn't want to give the title to anyone, except for people he trusted.
Yep.
And then they tried to give it to Kurt so he wouldn't leave, and he was like, I'm good.
Oh, he was still there. Well, not even a year. Well, when did he? So he won the belt in May of 87. When did he lose it? Who did he lose it to? I'm trying to remember. Oh,
he lost it. Jerry.
Oh, he lost it to Jerry Lawler in May of 87, right? Or 88.
Oh, I thought he lost it back real quick.
I don't know. He held it for a while and then lost it to Jerry Lawler. It had to be 88 that he lost it to Lawler before he went to WWF. Because I remember the match with Bockwinkle, because Larry Zbyszko gave Bockwinkle or gave Hennig a roll of coins, and then he knocked Bockwinkle out, and I think that was Bockwinkle retired shortly after that.
Yeah, he held the title for 53 weeks.
Yeah, multiple times too.
Bockwinkle firmly in control now. Most offense he's gotten in the whole match.
Yeah,
really beating poor Chaco down.
Yeah, Hennig held it for a year and a week, and he lost it to Lawler in May 9th of 88.
Yep, that's what I thought. When did Bockwinkle win it? Like, I know
before Hennig.
Yeah,
he won it in June 28th of 86.
Yeah, so he held it for almost the whole year. Oh, that's right. Was it a forfeit or did he actually beat Stan Hansen for it?
Oh, no, it says Bockwinkle was awarded the championship when Stan
Hansen left.
Ran it over, right?
No, yeah, Stan Hansen wasn't doing no jobs to old fat Nick Bockwinkle.
No job.
He went to Japan, and he said, fuck that shit.
he said, I ain't dropping the belt to that old fucker.
Oh, he just did Naomi's finishing move on Nick Bockwinkle.
And it was amazing.
Pretty good.
The rear view is what it's called.
All right, the rear view. Okay.
The Chaco view is what it's called here.
I wish this had gone the full 60.
Hashtag salivating. Oh.
Oh, that was a... He can nowhere close. I like a silver boots. Those are pretty
holy fun. Shit!
Oh, German suplex. What the
Jesus.
Hell?
Oh my god! It's
weak. Oh,
I have never.
Chaco Benoit.
I have never seen a bridging German suplex pre-90. Like, what the fuck just happened in that?
That was impressive.
That was not a movie you used to see in the early 80s. That was pretty impressive. I can't believe Chaco won, man.
I definitely agree with you, Jake, though. But I think his legs are equally as pasty as his face. I think it's just his torso that's a different color.
I was waiting for Logan to act like he's Chaco doing this promo with Paul Bosch in the ring.
Paul Bosch's outfit is just next level.
Listen here, Holmes. That jacket is absolutely the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm gonna have a nephew or a brother. I don't know. Eddie is my brother. He's going to be the greatest superstar in our family, and my son is going to be an absolute embarrassment.
That son's gonna be an
embarrassment. I just beat that pasty white old man. I don't even know what his name is, but I'm going to take his title.
You know what would have been better if you had said, like, Chaco Guerrero, and you had called Nick Bockwinkle Nick Cockwinkle. That would have been really good, Scott.
Nick Cockwinkle. Everybody to go out to your local convenience store and get your favorite Chaco Taco named after me, Chaco Guerrero.
he's like sponsored.
Like,
it's like an endorsement deal.
He changed his name just for this match.
He like pulls one out and starts eating it now that he's won the match.
They're like, where did you get that from?
He pulls it out of his ass. Hey, this is a Choco Taco.
With extra chocolate.
I have a lifetime supply in my house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But my son is not to eat, allowed to eat them because he is a disappointment.
Good God, Bot, that red outfit is looks like a giant watermelon. It's like,
yeah. Is that right? Dusty Rhodes in the crowd to the right? Oh, no.
Oh, now we get a Bockwinkle promo, too. It's good shit, Houston, man.
AWA title's actually kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. The AWA title's fucking awesome.
It's huge, too.
Yeah. Reminds me of the AEW belt a little bit and how big it is.
That Mexican piece of shit got
Logan. Logan.
Jesus Christ.
Inappropriate Logan. Jesus Christ.
He snuck one in on me. I don't like those stupid Choco Tacos that he's talking around.
I really wonder what there's. I mean, I guess the problem when you watch with the volume on, you have no clue what they're saying. He got lucky. This one, I'll beat him next time.
I have the captions. It's going to be the captions, which, you know, the YouTube captions aren't great, but he's just like, he's saying it was 2.5. If you're going to beat a man, it needs to be 3 seconds. That was only 2.5.
Oh, bullshit. That was a great jerk, man. That was a great finish, too. That was awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys thought.
Yeah.
The foreign move he hit on me to end the match. Hit it because it's German suplex.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. Prince of Inappropriate. Can't stop fucking laughing.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to the star ratings for this match. Logan, you want to lead it off, buddy?
Nah, don't go to me first. Make Sean go first this time.
All right, Sean?
Because it's the old man match, you're going to make the old man go first.
Yeah, I want to see what you
have to say. I thought Choco was fantastic. I thought there were some good hot sequences in between a lot of limb work. You know, I'm actually probably going to – listen, it wasn't a 4-star match, but I think it was 18 minutes, and it was a good, fun watch. I like Bockwinkle. I like Choco. I'm going to go 3.25 stars.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sean. I'm actually going 3 stars. I was pleasantly shocked that it just wasn't, you know, dry humping for 18 minutes. Like – I've had to sit through before with these old matches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Choco was, you know, had some great, you know, arm drags. And
you really should give a 1/4 star for that freaking German suplex alone. That was pretty badass for 1983. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but then I took off 0.25 star because of how bad Nick Bockwinkle's tan was.
Oh, fuck you. All right, it's fine. 3's fine.
All right, Jake.
So in the battle of Nick Bullwinkle versus Choco Guerrero, I think 3 stars sounds about right for me. I didn't think it was like anything amazing, but it was pretty solid. There were some cool sequences. I kind of, for the most part, besides a few spots, I thought the mat work was pretty cool. And I kind of liked the finish out of nowhere. I thought that was, besides just it being a cool move, I kind of liked how it was out of nowhere.
German suplex out of nowhere. All right, Logan, bring us home, buddy.
Yeah, they inspired a young Randy Orton with that unawareness of that one. I'll agree with Jake and you, and I'll go 3 stars as well. I was pretty entertained by that. I was, you know, seeing as it was before WrestleMania 1, I was kind of expecting it to be a kind of a shitty little arm work match, but it entertained me pretty good. So I'll go 3 stars.
I feel so
shitty little arm work match.
I am so happy right now that I finally got an old match that you guys all like. That's great, and I didn't even fucking pick it. Nice job, Scott.
Yes, I hit on one. Yeah, and I'm probably gonna bring it back down to earth on this one, because for our final match this evening, I got Colt Cabana versus former WCW heavyweight champion David Arquette.
I had no idea this was even a thing. Like David Arquette versus Colt. Like, did you guys know this match existed?
No,
I did not. I didn't know this one existed, but I know Arquette's been. And like a few years ago, kind of really got into it and hit the crazy death match and all that kind of stuff, and the documentary and etc.
Yeah, the documentary, You Can't Kill David Arquette, I actually like bought that on Amazon and watched it, and it was really good. You know, I think he unjustly caught a bunch of shit just because he was, you know, it's like, hey, you're going to win the match. It's like, I wouldn't turn that down. I don't know how to wrestle, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did that death match against Nick Cage, right? I think that was in that Dark Side of the Ring, right?
Yeah, and it's also in the documentary as well. It is fucking rough.
I just saw scenes from the Dark Side of the Ring. I haven't seen the match, but it looked like he took an ass kicking in it.
So yeah, he had to go to the hospital because, like, I think it like nicked an artery or something.
Gotcha. Yeah, so he like tried to kill him, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. I remember them saying that he nicked his artery in his neck. I remember that. So I have never seen this match, and Colt Cabana. I mean, a very limited Colt Cabana that I've seen too, and never been overly impressed with him. So I'm curious to see how this plays out.
Yeah, me too. Should be interesting. It's a nice little sprint that we have here, about, you know, 9 minutes, and we'll see where it brings. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Ready. Yep. 3, 2, 1.
So what is First Wrestling? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, me either.
Just an indie promotion, I'm sure, somewhere.
All right, so let me... Oh, look at that outfit. Look at that suit the ring announcer's got there.
That's a lot of drip.
Oh, man.
Oh, I need that Seth Rollins drip right there.
Yeah.
I need that Pabst giant, like, sign thing.
I'm going to get you that for Christmas.
They got to be at a bar. Let's see. I'm going to look this match up, see when this was. David Arquette versus Colt Cabana.
Hey, David Arquette's in decent shape.
Yeah, he's kind of got that CM Punk vibe going on. Similar physique to CM Punk.
I was going to say malnourished CM Punk.
So you mean CM Punk?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Call it great value, CM Punk. You go that route.
What did Triple H call him? A skinny fat ass? That's what he is.
I think Nash called him.
Oh, sorry, Nash. Yeah, I thought Nash called him the. I think he also called him the cook at Waffle House. Some stalling at the start, you know. God, I can't wait to. Have you guys been able to go to indie wrestling? I know you guys went to Mania, but have you guys been able to go to any other wrestling?
I've been to Ring of Honor, but that wasn't really indie because that was at Madison Square Garden. But I know Jake goes to a lot of indie shows or used to.
No, I mean since like.
No, the main local one near me is not running shows yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, they don't do a lot of indie wrestling near me, so I hadn't really dipped into that. They do a lot of midget wrestling, but you know.
Holy shit. I'm looking at cage match right now. So listen to this. July 28, 2019, Colt Cabana, Greg Valentine, and the Honky Tonk Man defeated David Arquette, RJ City, and The System. Jesus Christ. David Arquette defeated Ethan Page? Are you fucking kidding me? Jungle Boy defeated Dave Arquette. Okay. Mr. Anderson defeated Dave Arquette. Timothy Thatcher. Arquette. Yeah, Dave.
Are you know him personally?
Oh, here it is. First Wrestling. This is June 1st, 2019. This was called First Wrestling Palooza 15 at the First Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's what this match is from.
Okay. That's a famous like rock club, I think.
Oh, okay.
In Minneapolis, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they had a show too, because there's like a stage set up where the wrestlers, I guess, come out.
Yeah,
it's a cool aesthetic.
It's kind of a nice little niche audience here. It's a full crowd for the environment, so it's kind of a good setting. I like it.
We definitely need to get those signs for Jake with that put in his backyard.
Yeah, I need them for my basement.
Yeah, the Pabst and the Jameson giant. I can't tell if it's like a sign or like inflatable.
It looks inflatable. It's inflatable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see it now. Oh, man.
What's that on the other side of that?
Jameson.
Is that Jameson?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm not impressed so far.
Me either.
Well, it's not pre-1985, so you probably wouldn't be.
That was like the worst like cartwheel I've ever. Oh, look at the holy shit!
Oh shit!
Oh, Hurricanrana! Wow! Damn. Look, David O'Card's like, oh, I can't believe I just did that.
Hurricanrana.
I'm upset he doesn't come out as the Law from Ready to Rumble.
Look at that! What the fuck? So you gonna do an AJ forearm? Oh, he almost fell. That was very bad.
He hit him with an R. Kit Steiner.
Try to do that slingshot Macho Man.
Look, not everybody can be Bad Bunny, okay?
or Frank and R. Oh, yeah, Bad Bunny was awesome.
You know, you got to give Arquette some credit. Oh, shit. You know, you got to give him credit because, you know, he actually went in all on this and he gave it his best shot. And he didn't really get a lot of, like, besides the WCW bullshit, he actually went out there and did the indie stuff. You got to give him props for that because he didn't have to go do that.
Just took a delayed vertical. I mean,
well, he took a pretty, it didn't look like a very good bump there for him. Looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
Look, I'm already starting to put the people I've seen in NXT doing the NXT pod and who he's better than just watching this match. Like, I think he's got Corey Graves beat, I think.
Well, he's probably smarter than Corey Graves. You can probably definitely count. Because Corey Graves is definitely in the Smell Club, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt he's in the Smell Club.
He smells like expired cologne.
I can't believe, like, I look at David Arquette and I go, this man was married to Courtney Cox. It's crazy.
Courtney Cox?
Yeah. Well, that's what I call her.
One singular cock.
Oh, look. Jeff Jarrett's trud, even better.
Dave Arquette and Courtney Cox.
David Arquette.
Courtney Cox before she got really bad plastic surgery. Back when she was.
David Artwat and Courtney Cox.
Oh, God. David Artwat.
Since he gave the girl a cock, you have to give him a twat. So, yeah.
You right.
Oh. Now he's Iron Sheiking him.
Make you humble.
Steiner recliner. Look, he doesn't even have a grip on that neck. Did you see how loose it was under the neck? Oh, my God. Is he really going to do this? Lift him up?
Nope. He did like a Cena. That's like Cena. Yeah.
What am I missing? Like, I know Colt Cabana is like real big indie guy. What am I missing about Colt Cabana? Because I don't really see... Oh, Lawler fist drop. What's the big deal about him?
He's more of a character guy. His matches aren't like great or anything. He's more of like a, you know, I don't really know how to describe him. But it's his stuff is more character based than it is like actually.
Yeah. Well, like he's a member of the Dark Order in AEW now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's still like comedy. But like I will say, like, you know, he's indirectly the reason why I'm doing this pod. Oh shit, nice moonsault.
That was a really good moonsault.
Oh, his wrestling podcast was the first one I ever listened to, and then it led me to finding, you know, PTBN and everything. So he's indirectly behind the reason why I'm doing this podcast.
Oh, look at that. Look at that shit. Yeah.
His finisher is also a reverse. Shit, what's the name of it? Boston Crab.
Okay. And it's former called Billy best Goat's friend, Cur- a former best called, friend of CM Punk.
It's called Billy Goat's Curse.
Gotcha. And he also used to be in the WWF for a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, Scotty Goldman.
Scotty Goldman. Oh, look at that pin. That's pretty cool. Little diving
in the leg. Winning you over, Sean.
He is. I'm not minding some of this stuff, actually. I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's like I hate to say he's like a – because that always has such a negative connotation. Like a comedy wrestler, but I think like Logan said, character, like his stuff is more character based. Like he does a lot of, you know, it's a lot about the facials and stuff. Like I don't think he's really, now I've seen some stuff where he can wrestle, like he can really go, but it's not really his thing.
Yeah. He's definitely dipped more into the character stuff as he's gone on. But yeah, I think back in the day he could put together a pretty good match, but you know, that's not what he's like
known for.
Well, yeah, that's what got him and Punk in Ring of Honor, because they used to do like a 45-minute match all around the indies in the early 2000s.
Well, you know, and I think he was also NWA World Champion back in the day, back when it was kind of like a known kind of thing before it got... And then the current NWA, he's actually national champion too, so he's had some like recent stuff. Did he just do a fucking diamond cutter?
Oh, nice. Oh. Yes, he did.
Oh my God,
one,
he won.
Two. Oh!
He got him!
Holy shit.
After he Colt went for the flying nothing.
he hit him with the cock cutter.
man, another finish out of the blue I didn't see coming. With another winner I didn't see coming. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool how you pick matches and you had no idea that with the out. That was good picks there, Scott. I thought there was some good stuff in this.
Yeah, thank you. Because I don't know about you guys, but I have a hard time watching like matches like I already know like who's gonna win. Like if it's a title match and I'm like, oh, like you know, like because like I was, you know, you guys do like the Impact Pod and I was bitching today to you guys because I didn't know that Monty lost to Jarrett because like. TNA is like a dark hole to me, and it pissed me off today when I was working that Monty lost to Jarrett. But like, I can't go back and like watch like shows where I know like, oh, Jeff Jarrett's gonna win and still be champion. Like, it just like takes me out of it. So
yeah, good stuff. All right, so I go ahead with the ratings.
Yeah, Scott. Jake, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I think I'll go a 2 on that one. It was a fine match. Let me go 2.25. I'll bump it up a quarter. 2.25 for me.
I'm actually going 2.5 on this. I enjoyed it. It started off slow, but like you know, then they had some good little. They had some like comedy spots, but also some like decent wrestling. So I'm going 2.5. I enjoyed it. You know, Arquette won with the cock cutter. So you know, it was nice. Logan.
Is that what Yamaguchi-san named the sword that he cut Valvinus's cock off with? The cock cutter. but I'll agree with Jake. I'll go 2.25. That was pretty solid considering the two combatants. So that was way more than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, and Sean, let's
bring it on. I'm actually going to go 2.25 too. I was surprised by the ending. I thought Arquette showed up pretty well and. I was pleasantly surprised because I was expecting a total disaster. So, yeah, I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, so I think, you know, just going off the top of my head, I think the best match tonight was surprisingly Bockwinkel versus...
So I've added everybody up. So the Steiners match, the cumulative, was 2.06. Bret Hart versus Disco obviously wins the worst match of the night at a 0.87 average. Bockwinkel at a 3.06 and Arquette at a 2.31. So... The CM Punk's three-way is still in the lead, followed by Nick Bockwinkel, followed by the Rockers versus Bad Company. Those are our top three matches. And the 42-minute epic from episode one is still our worst match ever with Colonel Nonachka versus Tina Ferrari and Bret Hart Disco as the runners up there. So, yeah.
That's crazy that we're just like that we – A, Bret Hart, it was the worst match tonight, and – David Arquette had a better match than him. That's
pretty on brand for 99 WCW, so it worked.
That is very true. So that brings it into our second episode tonight. Guys, I had a great time. I really enjoyed hosting. And next month will be Logan's turn, I believe. So look forward to that. And but before we get out of here, let's do some plugs. Jake, kick us off.
Yeah, so I'm going to plug the David Arquette film, C-Spot Run. No. as always, I have the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast over on the North South Network. Also do Highway to the Impact Zone with all these guys. You can check that out. And we should have a new PTB NXT probably by the time this drops because we're recording this a little bit early. So we should have a new NXT pod pretty soon.
I can't wait for the names, Jake. I think that's like my favorite part, and you guys shitting on the lack of tag division. So,
yeah. Well, both are true.
All right. Logan, you have anything to plug, buddy?
Yeah, if one of the names isn't Cock Cutter on the next one, I'm gonna be pissed. But we just
Stone Cutter.
That's a diamond cutter, Don. You idiot. But speaking of NXT, we actually just did the. Third episode of Wrestling Mount Rushmore, and we did NXT TakeOver matches and NXT TakeOver events. So we just recorded that one. I'm not sure when it comes out, but that was a fun one to do. I think it was me, Ben, and Steve Riddle, with Andy hosting, of course. From Squared Circle to Silver Screen, we did They Live on our last episode. I believe we're doing Man on the Moon about Andy Kaufman for our next one. But yeah, just Highway to the Impact Zone, Chicken Salad, all that good stuff. So I'll pass it on to Sean at this point.
Yeah, so NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter. Over on the Pop feed, we'll have Pop Goes to the Couch coming back with Loki. So Scott's on that with me, Andy, and Tim. Scott and I also do Battlestar in the 25th Century. So our new episode will be dropping relatively soon, I guess, in parallel to when this one does. Where I make Scott very uncomfortable at the end, so please listen to that, where I talk about serial killers. Very serious conversation. also, like Logan said, Chicken Salad, Boy to the Impact. Yeah, so basically just feed too much shit. But again, enjoy this podcast and doing it with you gents. And Scott, nice job tonight. And Logan, I look forward to seeing what you come up with next episode.
Yeah, thank you guys. I can be found on Twitter at Scott_Shiflet. I think we hit every podcast. Oh, I've set up Blockbuster Rewind. Our most recent episode is with Jason 1-4. And by the time this comes out, we'll have that. And then our episode for June is the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So that should be fun. Yeah, this was a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Thank you, guys. Trying to put a brand new Benz in the wind, cause I stay flossing in that candy paint. Blowing dank, sipping drink. Tearing up a lane. Tearing up a lane, yeah. I stay flossing in that candy paint. Blowing dank, sipping drink. Tearing up a lane. Tearing up a lane, yeah. I pull up in a drop top, holding grain. Talking like pimping, man. I ain't even tripping, man. As I slide up and down the block, ride daily holding Glock, cause I know how to fly. You might see me if you be on 24s, or I might be flipping, sipping on 4-4. A lot of people now mad cause I'm hot, but they gon' be even madder when that Jag lead a lot. I stay grinding so I can stay ballin', cause Lord knows I can't picture me ballin'. I'm crawling, candy paint on fold, dogging all these hoes. You hauling the road in my wide body load. I'm a baller, shot caller, 20-inch crawler. Catch me on the highway, about to tell the mall. My album, who is Mike Jones coming soon? My album, who is Mike Jones coming soon? Cause I stay flossing in that candy paint. Blowing dank, sipping drink. Tearing up a lane. Tearing up a lane, yeah. I stay flossing in that candy paint. Blowing dank, sipping drink. Tearing up a lane. Tearing up a lane, yeah. That candy paint, lane switching, sipping that purple drink. Screen falling, rooms crawling. I guess that's why the girls keep calling. My phone, I roam and hop in my Maybach. Haters knockers, we on the grind and they not big mowing. Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones.